You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for October 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right up to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, the hot topic for this edition was the convention. The National Radio Club convention in Topeka, Kansas. I'm sorry to say that I was not able to attend due to some business commitments, but from what I understand, it was a very good convention with about 45-50 members attending. Several business things came up, which we're going to let you know about here on the audio service very shortly, concerning the membership policies of the DX Audio Service. But as we understand, there was a lot of nice auction items and also a lot of interesting speeches. So hopefully we'll have some more information on the convention in upcoming editions here on the DX Audio Service. One thing we'd like to bring to all members' attention are some of the policies concerning the DX Audio Service. Many of these, which we're going to read, are the result of questions brought up at the business meeting at the convention. So let's jump right into this. First of all DX Audio Service subscribers have the same privileges as those of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine subscribers, and also the same low NRC publication rates as well. Now, if you have any questions on this policy, you should direct your comments to Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, at the National Radio Club headquarters, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. Now, here are the policies concerning the $12 return subscriber. Number one, replacement tapes will cost $3 or two issues off of your DX Audio Service subscription. Number two, customer replacement tapes will not be accepted due to the incompatibility of most tapes to our tape duplication process. Number three, cassette tapes no longer usable will be replaced at the discretion of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Now, the first replacement will be at the expense of the NRC, and any additional cassette tape replacements during the subscription will be at the expense of the subscriber. Now, as a reminder, please handle your tapes very carefully and keep your player in perfect operating order. Number four, if you didn't receive your monthly tape by the fifth of the month, you must notify the DX Audio Service or National Radio Club headquarters via the action line, headquarter line, postcard, or letter no later than the 10th of the month of that issue. Now, example, if you don't receive your December issue by December the 5th, you must let us know that your tape didn't arrive by December the 10th. Number five, if you should send us back a cassette tape that is not the original DX Audio Service tape that was sent to you, you will be notified of this error and have 30 days to return the proper tape or pay $3 or two issues off of your subscription. In the event you decide to keep the tape, we will then keep the one which you sent. In the meantime, your subscription is still intact and your monthly recorded program continues, obviously, on a new tape. Now, as far as the $25 subscriber policy, number one, no different rules than the DX News Magazine subscribers. However, again, we must stress, number two, that you must let us know by the 10th of the month on any missing issues. And again, if you have any questions concerning our policies here of the DX Audio Service, be sure to direct them to Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, at National Radio Club headquarters up in Wisconsin. Well, it's been a long time since we did this, the DXchange column here on the DX Audio Service. Now, if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, all you got to do is just type it up on a card or letter and send it to us here at the National Radio Club, DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. And on our DXchange column, from Tom Dimio comes for sale a Magnavox D2935 general coverage with FM broadcast radio, keypad entry and manual tuning, digital frequency readout for $150. Also for sale, a Proton 440-AM-FM-Tuner, Schott's Noise Reduction System for FM stereo reception, and also six memories for $160. For information on those items, contact Tom Dimeo, D-I-M-E-O, at 3826 Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R Street, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Zip code is 17109-4046. Or you can call Tom after 4 p.m. Eastern at area code 717-545-9791. And again, if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, put it on the DXChange. How about that? Now, just before we get into the AM switch, I'd like to remind you that we have another edition on this edition of the DX Audio Service of our amateur radio column. And we'll give you some information about that. But first, here he is, Mr. Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr again with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. On this month's tape, AM Switch, reference number 208, starting with call letter changes, and we have quite a few for you this month. On 690, here's a correction, WAPE in Jacksonville, Florida. Last month we told you they changed to WJKF. Well, the FCC made a typo. It should be WJKL. So WAPE, Jacksonville, Florida, becomes WJKL. On 690. 850, news station in Athabasca, Alberta, becomes CKBA. 870, here's another correction, KDKK, Park Rapids, Minnesota. The FCC also made a mistake on this one. Seems to be something they're doing a lot lately. We had them changing to KDKK, but that change was for the FM station only. So on 870, the AM station in Park Rapids, Minnesota, remains with the old call of KPRM. 820, WKYD, Andalusia, Alabama, becomes WWSF. Two changes on 960, KZXY, Apple Valley, California, becomes KQKL. And WFTC in Kinston, North Carolina, changes to WRNS. On 990, WEAN, Providence, Rhode Island, changes to WALE. Two changes on 1050, WPBE in Conyers, Georgia, goes back to WTPO. As a matter of fact, they never used WPBE. That call letter has been set aside, and Conyers, Georgia 1050 remains WTPO. Also on 1050, CKAL in Vernon, British Columbia, changes to CICF. 1140, KRSR in North Las Vegas, Nevada, goes back to their previous call of KLUC. On 1190, WXGR, Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, becomes WBSL. 1210, KASY, Auburn, Washington, changes to KBSG. On 1220, WPLK, Rockmart, Georgia, becomes WZOT. 1230, WODE, Columbia, South Carolina, changes to WOIC. Two changes on 1270, WKHQ, Charlevoix, Michigan, becomes WMKT, and WHRP, Portland, Tennessee, changes to WQKR. 1320, WOIC, in Columbia, South Carolina, becomes WOMG, and KEMX, Salt Lake City, Utah, changes to KUTR. 1330, WNYM, New York, New York, becomes WWRV. 1350, WHYS, Fort Myers, Florida, changes to WCRM. On 1360, WRJY, Rome, Georgia, becomes WTSH. We have two changes on 1390, KDZR, Westminster, Colorado, becomes KJME, as the 1390 parade of call letters continues in the Denver market. WEPG, Presque Isle, Maine, changes to WTMS. 1400, WALE, Fall River, Massachusetts, that becomes WHTB. 1430, WMMM, Ashland, Virginia, becomes WPES. 1510, WEAL, Greensboro, North Carolina, changes to WQMR. And finally, two changes on 1520. WLGC, Greenup, Kentucky, becomes WTCV. And KSGO, Oregon City, Oregon, becomes KFXX. Applications for new stations. There were two on 1030. Boulder City, Nevada, would like to be 50,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night. And on 1100 in Nipomo, California, 500 day and 1,000 night. Those are applications for new stations. Some new stations have been granted since we spoke with you last. In Canada, on 790, Yarmouth, Nova Scotia gets a new station, 25,000 watts daytime, 10,000 watts nighttime. The antenna will be U4. And as many times as the Canadians do, they do things just a little differently than the FCC does. That is an allocation. In other words, somebody has not exactly applied for that facility yet, but the government is making it available for application. On 1020, Port Orange, Florida gets a new daytime station, 10,000 watts, D3 antenna. On 1100 in Tucson Estates, Arizona, 5,000 watts, daytime only, the antenna is D3. That replaces a construction permit for a station in Marana, Arizona on 1100, which was canceled, leaving that frequency open once again. Bangor, Maine gets a new station on 1250, 5,000 watts, daytime only, the antenna, D1. And on 1550 in Santa Fe, New Mexico, new station with 50 kilowatts day, 250 watts night, the antenna will be U2. Couple highlights from applications from existing facilities. On 730, KKDA Grand Prairie, Texas, wants to raise their night power to a full 500 watts. Likewise, on 900, WILC Laurel, Maryland, wants to raise their low night power to the full 500 watts. And on 1360, KHNC Johnstown, Colorado, this is a new station not yet on the air, wants to go full time by adding 530 watts at night and changing their antenna to U4. So much for applications. Here are some grants that have actually been made. On 680, CFDR Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, moves frequency to 780 kilohertz, where they will have 50 kilowatts day, 15 kilowatts night, and a U4 antenna. On 1130, WMGA Moultrie, Georgia, moves down the dial. They'll be changing to 580 kilohertz, 900 watts daytime, 250 watts night. The antenna will be U2. On 1200, KCPC, Rancho Mirage, California, they're moving their city of license to Cathedral City, California. Power and antenna also change. They will be 2,500 day, 740 night. The antenna will be U4. 1320 WCVG Covington, Kentucky raises their night power to 430 watts. Change the antenna designator to U4. And finally on 1550 KQXI Arvada, Colorado goes full time by adding 10,000 watts at night. The antenna will be U2. Looking at a rather extensive otherness column for this month on AM Switch, we start on 580, where KANA, Anaconda, Montana, silent station, is back on the air. 670, KMVP, Commerce City, Colorado. This new station is expecting to break ground for their six-tower antenna system within the next month. Has a target date of, according to the station, early 1990. By the way, if you have the printed edition of the NRC log, that's the ninth edition, this construction permit was left out of the log, so you might want to add that. It's on 670. Call is KMVP, Commerce City, Colorado, 5,000 day, 1,000 night. The antenna is U2. 700 KKJZ, Soledad, California. New station has been heard testing. No word yet on whether they have begun regular programming. 710 CHYR, Leamington, Ontario. Here we go again. The saga continues. Once again, CHYR is using this frequency at night. This time, the problem is a utility company erected a tower near their 730 transmitter. Of course, this station has been switching to 730 at night. This new tower has severely distorted their directional pattern, and the CRTC has said stay on 710 at night until you can get the problem resolved. Also on 730, WWTK, Lake Placid, Florida, another new station on the air. 760 KRZN Thornton, Colorado. That's right. Last month we told you about the switch of the two facilities in the Denver market, and that has happened. KRZN programming and call has now moved from 1150 to 760. 780 WSEN Baldwinsville, New York. Reportedly, the CP to move to this frequency from 1050 for WSEN has run out. On 880 KGHT, Sheridan, Arkansas, this station was silent on 1540, is now back on the air on their new frequency of 880. Also on 880, KWIP, Dallas, Oregon. That's in the Salem market. This station is now silent. 890, construction permit for a new station in Solvay, New York. That CP has been canceled. 1020 WPJC, Ajuntas, Puerto Rico, new station is on the air, Spanish format, of course. On 1030 WFTK, Wake Forest, North Carolina, this new station may very well be on the air by the time this tape reaches you. 1040 WOKT, Cannonsburg, Kentucky, that's in the Louisville market, this new station is on the air, and by the way, they're announcing their power as 2,700 watts rather than the 2,500 watts that's listed in the log. On 1060, KFIT, Lockhart, Texas, silent station is back on the air. On 1060 also, WKGQ, Milledgeville, Georgia, this station reported to be silent. 1120, WADN, Concord, Massachusetts, new station on the air. On 1140, application for the new station in San Marcos, California, you can scratch that out of your log, that application has been dismissed. 1150, KVRE, Santa Rosa, California, is silent. And here's the other end of the Denver Metro swap on 1150, now KJIM, Inglewood, Colorado, as this call and programming moves up from 760. On 1160, WTYN, Tryon, North Carolina, station is silent. 1200 WXRA, North Syracuse, New York. Reportedly, the construction of their 1200 kilohertz antenna has been completed. However, at last report, the station was still operating on 1220, and we are not aware of any target date for the move to 1200. On 1230 WGRY, Grayling, Michigan, that station has moved here from their former frequency of 1590. On 1250 KTFJ, Dakota City, Nebraska, this new station is on the air. 1300 WSSG, Goldsboro, North Carolina. This silent station has been sold and is expected to return to the air soon. 1320 WLEE, Richmond, Virginia. This station has had a history of being on the air and off the air. It is off at the moment, but is expected to return in the near future, according to their chief engineer. Maybe back on the air by the time you hear this tape. On 1340 WWNH, Madbury, New Hampshire, new station is on the air. Also 1340 WYOM, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, this station is silent during an ownership transfer, but is expected to return soon. 1400 WNUE, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, station is silent. 1430 WPES, Ashland, Virginia. You heard about them earlier in call letter changes. They used to be WMMM, and they have been silent for a while, but that new station is back on the air under the new call, WPES. 1450 WTRX, Lincoln, Maine, silent under the call WLKN, is back on the air. 1480 KRXR, Gooding, Idaho, silent station, also back on the air. 1490 WAQX, Syracuse, New York. This station has a construction permit to move to 670 kilohertz, and they have now officially begun construction of the 670 facility. Of course, there is no target date as to when they will be making that change, but at least the gears are in motion. On 1550 WORI, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, this station has been silent for over a year. It's back. Also on 1550 WVAB, Virginia Beach, Virginia, this station reported to be silent once again. 1580 WBQC, Davenport, Iowa, this silent station is back on the air. Also on 1580 WMTI, their 100-watt day, 500-watt night synchronous transmitter in Arecibo, Puerto Rico, is on the air. And finally, two items on 1590 WJBQ in Gorham, Maine. Their move to 870 kilohertz, according to the station, is set for September. We can't confirm that it's happened yet, but it should have occurred by the time you hear this. And finally, WCGB, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Station has been silent for a few months. They have new owners and are now back on the air. That's about it for AM Switch. We do want to catch up on one quick piece of correspondence faithful correspondent Tim Hendel down in Miami, Florida, writes to report that he is hearing the new WWFE in Miami on 670 kilohertz. That was reported in the last AM switch as being a new station on the air. Tim says they are 24 hours a day. The format is Spanish news and music, but he wants to know what their power is. Well, Tim, we looked it up, and you shouldn't have any problem hearing them, at least in the daytime. They are 50,000 watts during the daytime. Nighttime, they cut back to a kilowatt. The antenna, by the way, is U4. That's different directional patterns day and night. That'll about catch it up for this month. We'll see you in 30 days or so with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. I'm Jerry Starr. I'll see you then. Now, once again, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry, and I have a couple other things here to remind you of. One concerning our DX Audio Service subscribers. That is that if you have someone who is sharing your tapes with you at your same address, and they would like to participate in the DX Audio Service, they must let us know at the audio service that you are sharing the tapes. Otherwise, we have to assume that the person who is sending in information or using the action line is not a registered user of the audio service. So please, if you're sharing tapes with somebody, let us know so we can keep everyone on track, so to speak. Also, in just a couple of minutes, we'll take a look at the amateur radio list once again, seeing that it's getting into inside season and DXing season. And what I'd like to do is make mention that if you do not hear your name on this list, be sure to send me the information here at the DX Audio Service. Please do not put it on the action line or send it up to headquarters. Send it here to the DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835.
This is Mike Mitter, your manager for the National Radio Club. I'd like to thank everybody that had showed up at the 1989 NRC convention in Topeka, Kansas. Turned out to be a very good affair. We did good on the auction, and everybody had a good time. I don't know if anybody had any complaints. If you didn't make it, you missed a good weekend over the Labor Day holiday time. For those that did show up, we greatly appreciate your participation in the hilarious auction, and the whole event turned out pretty good. I had a good opportunity to talk to many of you people there at the from the DX Audio Service. So we appreciate you guys all showing up and gals showing up.
It's time now for our musings column here on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. The thoughts of the NRC members. The opinions expressed in this column are those of the individual writer and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, publishers of the National Radio Club Incorporated. And before we get into our musings, I'd like to make an apology to all our membership concerning the approximately 2 weeks that the action line was offline. This was due to a lightning strike again on our telephone line, so the machine is back up and hopefully no more storms for the rest of the season.
This is Ron Clark with something for the DX Change. I have the realistic TV 100. That's the UHF VHF TV tuner that tunes from 2 to 83. Also, a realistic cable converter that converts your cable channels to UHF that will go along with it. Both for $63, including postage. Contact Ron Clark at 919-595-3411. Thank you, Fred. Keep up the good work. Congratulations on your award, and bye for now.
Hello, Fred, and hello, everyone on the audio service. Paul Migliorelli here in New York with a few little tidbits or t'other. First of all, for all you sports DXers, Ken in Chicago almost had it correct. The Jets, although New York Jets for the NFL, season are on WCBS this year, as they were last year. News Radio 88 with Marty Glickman and Dave Jennings, and as well as such. And what else can I say? Also, not quite a AM DX type thing, but in case, well, for those of you hams out there who would like it, I operate the Newsline, or formerly Westlink, amateur radio news bulletin service affiliate in the New York metro area. The number is 718-353-2801. In case you'd like to call that for whatever reason and pick up Newsline info, updated to play it safe, let's say Saturday morning, midnight. So Friday night, midnight, to make sure. Sometimes they're a little late in getting it prepared in California. They say Thursday night, but to save long-distance charges on this end in getting it from California and calling it and not getting it when I want it, I will say Saturday morning, midnight. Updated weekly, available 24 hours a day for everyone's use. That's it for now. Paul in New York and 2 Echo Tango Oscar, 73 for now. And keep up the good work, Fred and all, and thoroughly enjoy everything as always, and talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, Fred. How are you again? Paul Migliorelli in New York, calling you from work on a Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Just glanced at the New York Daily News and found out, for all listening and concerned, that longstanding WMCA, bought out by Salem Communications or something, some such, will be going religious a week from Monday. All the long standby or long standing personalities will be finishing up their last shows, and they said they possibly will be keeping some weekend features, such as, I don't know, NCAA type games and some pre-contracted Nick and Ranger games, hockey and basketball, and all those good things.
Hi, Fred, and other audio service subscribers. This is Doug Hunsinger in Silver Spring, Maryland, reporting a radio format change on 1300. No more good time oldies for WFBR. It's now Business Radio Network in parallel with WPGC here in Washington at 1580. So more music is gone from the medium wave band. Also, over the Labor Day weekend, while a lot of you were at the convention, I was down in Newport News, Virginia, and noticed that WPVA 1290 in Petersburg was silent. I don't know if they were just off the air for a while or if they've really gone. I didn't get a chance to check. Anyway, be looking forward to the upcoming edition to hear the details on the convention.
Hi, this is Nick Ceramus from just outside of New York City in lovely downtown Mamaroneck, and here is the latest update on the WMCA situation. As you have already heard, WMCA is going to be going to a religious format beginning on Monday, September, let's see what date that is, was it 21st, I think? Something like that. We'll give you the date in a second. Anyway, WMCA is going to conclude its broadcast on Friday night at midnight and go dark for the weekend, which means those of you in the area can finally get WFIL a little bit and maybe get some skip from WHEN up in Syracuse. So definitely check that out. I'm just trying to figure out this date here. It's going to be on the 18th of September, their religious format. So that's the latest. Keep you up to date when anything else happens. Bye.
This is Mark Marino from Long Beach, and for anybody interested, I have on tape the Ray Breen shortwave special from August 12, 1989. And I also have most of the amateur radio special from September, I believe it's the 9th, 1989. And if anyone would like one of these, either one of these, get in touch with me at 213-433-8829, and I'd be glad to give you details on how you could obtain copies of them. Also, KKGO is going to be doing a split format as of Monday. It's supposed to be doing part classical and part jazz. And also KQKFAC is going to be going urban contemporary, I guess, Wednesday, September 20th. So that's kind of the news from here. XTRA is also carrying headline news at night, which is kind of strange. So glad the machine's back up, Fred. And I might, I sent you some tapes, Fred, and I might give you a call sometime. I don't know. I hate to bug you on things, but I hope you get my tapes. They'll be coming soon. Anyway, take care, and bye for now.
Hi, Fred. This is Doug Hunsinger from Silver Spring, Maryland. And question for you or other members of the audio service. I've been noticing that a station has been leaving its carrier on 1030 kilohertz late into the evening with no IDs. And I wonder if anybody might know what that is. About 2 weeks ago, I noticed that a station was playing continuous religious music with no IDs, and I wonder if this might be the same station. From this location, it really does a job on WBZ, and I'm surprised that nobody's lodged a complaint with the FCC or something. As a matter of fact, at about 8:13 local time tonight, it's on and strong as ever.
Hello, Fred and everybody else. This is Greg Jack in Olympia, Washington. I'm going to be going to Alaska, of all places, over Thanksgiving week. I'll be there for about a week. I'll be in Anchorage. And I was wondering if anybody could get a hold of me and talk to me about DXing in the Anchorage market and also in Alaska in general, since I assume that since it's during the winter, there won't be a whole lot of daylight to inhibit things. Anyway, my name is Greg Jack, J-A-C-K, and my front number here is 206-357-5224. And I don't want any collect calls, but if you call me up, I'll call you right back so your phone bill won't skyrocket. So, thanks a lot, and we'll see you later.
And if you have something that you'd like to let us know about, just give us a call on the DX Audio Service Action Line. The telephone number is area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day. Now, here is Mr. Sports himself. Here's Ken.
Hello again, friends. This is Ken Anischuk here on the DX Audio Service with a sports update for September. I made some mistakes last month on that National Football League stations, but I'm going to correct it now and give you all the information as I got from Broadcasting Magazine, August 14th issue. And let's hope that they're correct. In the AFC East, Buffalo Bills on 930 WBEN and a network of 18 stations. Indianapolis on 1070 WIBC and a network of 32 outlets. Miami Dolphins in English on 610 WIOD and 50 station network. In Spanish on 1140 WQBA. The New York Jets on 880 WCBS, and I didn't note any network there. The New England Patriots on 850 WHDH and a network of 52 stations. Next to the AFC Central and the Cincinnati Bengals on 550 WKRC in a network of 50 stations. In Cleveland, the Big 1100 WWWE and a network of 46 other stations. The Houston Oilers, well, this is interesting. They got KODA AM listed, but there is no AM station. It's only on 99.1 plus a network of 40 other stations. There is a Spanish outlet, KQQK, but I don't have it listed in my book, so the Houston fans are going to have to search the dial for that one. It's in Spanish, by the way. The Pittsburgh Steelers can be heard on 1250 WTAE and on 96.1 WHTX and a network of 35 stations. In the AFC West, the Denver Broncos on 850 KOA and a network of 55 stations. The Kansas City Chiefs on the Big 810, KCMO, and a network of 50 stations. The Los Angeles Raiders have found another home on the Mighty 640, KFI, and a network of 43 stations. The San Diego Chargers had to go to Mexico to find their outlet. That's sad. 690, XETRA from Tijuana, plus a network of 5 stations. At least Jim McMahon can be happy there. The Seattle Seahawks can be heard on 710 Cairo and a network of 56 stations. In the National Football Conference East, the Dallas Cowboys on the Big 1080 KRLD and the largest network in pro football, 127 stations. I don't have the Spanish flagship station listed, but they will be on 13 stations in that language. The New York Giants will be on 1130 WNEW and a network of 40 other stations. The Philadelphia Eagles on 610 WIP and a network of 30 stations. the Phoenix Cardinals on 620 KTAR and a network of 24 stations. The Washington Redskins on 630 WMAL and a network of 87 stations. In the NFC Central, Chicago Bears on WGN 720 and a network of 62 stations. The Detroit The Lions on 950 WWJ and a network of 30 stations. The Green Bay Packers on 620 WTMJ and a network of 53 stations. The Minnesota Vikings on 830 WCCO and a network of 55 stations. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers on 104.7, that's right, WRBQ, and a network of 28 stations. And the NFC West, the Atlanta Falcons on 750 WSB plus 45 network stations. The Los Angeles Rams on 710 KMPC and a network of 22 stations. And in Spanish on 1090 Express. The New Orleans, well, whatever they are, 870 WWL is your outlet, and now 32 other stations will carry the games. And in San Francisco, the champion, 49ers, on 810 KGO and 25 other stations. Okay, that should clear up any problems I had from last issue. Sorry about that. And now a final look at minor league baseball before the season ends in just a few weeks, and I can only give you the stations I can find information on, because quite a few of the newspapers I just don't get a hold of, and I can't give it out to you, so I'll do the best I can here. Okay, in the American Association, the top four teams are Indianapolis, Buffalo, Omaha, and Denver. And Indianapolis can be heard on 950 WXLW or 100.9 WBCI. Omaha finally has an outlet, 1180 KKAR, thanks to Rich Dow out in Oakland, Iowa. And Denver Zephyrs can be heard on 1280 KXKL. I believe Buffalo's outlet was either on 930 or 970 kilohertz, either WBEN or WEBR. It has in the past. In the International League, Syracuse, Rochester, Richmond, and Tidewater, which is Norfolk, are the top teams there. And Richmond's outlet is 910 WRNL. In the Pacific Coast League, Calgary, Tacoma, Albuquerque, and Las Vegas are the top four teams. And Albuquerque's outlet is 770 KOB. And Las Vegas can be heard on 840 KVEG. In the AA ball, starting out with the Eastern League, Albany and Harrisburg are the top two teams in the league. In the Southern League, Greenville and Charlotte are the top two teams in North Division, Huntsville and Birmingham in the Southern Division. And the Charlotte Knights, which are the Cubs farm team, have a small network here, home-based out of 930 WSOC and two other stations, 1150 WXLF and 1490 WGCD. And the Birmingham Barons can be heard on 850 WYDE. In the Texas League, its top teams are Arkansas, Shreveport, Midland, and Wichita. I have two outlets here. In Arkansas, the Travelers are on the Creative Sports Network, two stations, 690 KBBA of Benton and 92.7 KTOD in Conway. And when they're on the road and you want a late report at night, turn to 1250 KZOU for the Travelers Road Report at 11 p.m. Well, if they're playing past 11 p.m., obviously it won't be on. And the Wichita Wranglers in the Texas League on 1410 KQAM. And in the single-A baseball, minor leagues, the lowest level of minor leagues, and the Midwest League, I have a couple of outlets here. On South Bend, the White Sox, 103.1 WHME. In Rockford, 1440 WROK. In Springfield, WVEM-FM. I forgot to locate the frequency for you. Sorry about that. Quad Cities on 1170 KSTT. And Peoria Cubs on 102.3 WTAZ. In the Northwest League, did locate the Spokane Indians on a three-station network. Marvelous for a station for a team such small size, but Spokane is the largest city in the league anyway. 1240 KCVL, 1450 KCLX, 1510 KGA do the broadcasts. Okay. And other stations that I have still listed here to pass along, finally. In the Pacific Coast League, my Vancouver Canadiens, Top Sox Farm Club on 1130 CKWX. In the Canadian Football League, I have a couple stations here. The British Columbia Rough Riders on 980 CKNW and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on 1290 CFIX. The Blue Jays are also on 680 CJOB in Winnipeg. In Wichita, the Royals are on 1480, but I lost track of the call letters, so I can't give them to you. But they're on 1480 anyway. Okay. In Tulsa, the Royals are the Kansas City Royals are on 1340 KTOW, St. Louis Cards on 1270 KWPR, and the Texas League Oilers on 1300 KAKC. In the Tampa area, I've located Reds Baseball on 910 WPLA. The Red Sox are out of Winter Haven and the Yankees are out of Fort Lauderdale. Okay, that looks like right. Winter Haven on 1380 WRBQ. In Spokane area, the Seattle Mariners on 920 KXLY. In the California League, Class A ball, the San Jose Giants are on a non-commercial outlet, 90.7 KSJS. In Honolulu, you can catch the Dodgers on 940, the Giants on 990, and the Angels on 1080 on the dial. In Fort Lauderdale, you catch the Yankees on 740 WSBR and the Mets on 560 WQAM. In Tucson, you can catch the Dodgers on 1400 KTUC. The Pacific Coast League Tucson Toros can be heard at home games. 990 KTKT and Spanish 98.3 KXMG. And in Little Rock again, the St. Louis Cardinals on 1250 KZOU. The Jacksonville Expos in the Southern League on 92 FM WJXR. The Las Vegas Stars of the Pacific Coast League on 840 KVEG. In Louisville, Reds, I believe, on 790 WWKY, but they have the Louisville Redbirds there, too. And I don't have an outlet for their team there in the American Association. Atlanta Braves can be heard on 1280 WSAT, 1410 WEGO, and 107 FM WRHM for the Braves in that area. And in the Carolina League, Gastonia can be heard on 1270 WCGC. In Portland, the Pacific Coast League, the Beavers can be heard on 1410 KBNP, licensed to Primrose, Oregon. The Seattle Mariners on 1360 KUIK and 1550 KVAN. In San Antonio, you can hear the Astros on the Big 12, WOAI, and in Spanish on 930 KRIA. The Texas Rangers on 1250 KRNS, and the Texas League Missions on 1160 KFHM. And that about does it. I used up plenty of time on this tape, and now let's get on to the next report, Fred, and take it away, buddy.
Okay, thank you very much, Ken, and I have to thank you for your report last month here on the DX Audio Service. Had some information on there that helped me identify a radio station that I heard just way in the background. I didn't even catch the call sign or anything, except I could hear the team playing, and I figured, well, that's it. That's the station just because of your report. So thanks, Ken. Add one to my log. How about that? Well, I'd like to remind you about some of the products that the National Radio Club Publication Center has for you, such as the enlarged type edition of the AM Radio Log, which is $19.95 for members and $22.95 for non-members. Also, for you folks that like to write to FM stations, you need the NRC FM station address book. It's only $8.95 U.S. And don't forget about some of the stationery. If you write a lot of reports, you can buy National Radio Club stationery. 100 sheets for $5. And if you're a coffee drinker like myself, don't forget about that mug. Yes, we're not talking about Phil Wayne. We're talking about the 9-ounce coffee mug. And it's only $6 U.S. addressed, $6.75 Canadian and Mexican addresses. And where can you get all this nice stuff? Where else but the National Radio Club Publication Center? That's National Radio Club Incorporated, Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York. And the zip code is 13661. And when you write for an order, why don't you just say hello to Ken? Yes. Our good friend, Ken, over there at the Pub Center, takes care of all the items and keeps everything in stock. Yeah, I wonder if Ken Chatterton's seen an order for me in the last couple months. I don't think so. Maybe I'll have to get a coffee mug. Anyways, on part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, we'll hear from Mr. John Bowker, Phil Wayne, and we'll take a look at our amateur radio list. That's all for you on part two of the DX Audio Service for October.